You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better.
Morning in America. Ever since Ronald Reagan, or maybe it was a woman, maybe it was Peggy Noonan who coined that phrase, it's morning again in America, Republicans have been trying to recreate that moment in their conventions, in their campaigns. And with the surprising announcement of the nomination of Sarah Palin as the running mate for John McCain, they may have returned to that moment. They may have pulled it off. Certainly the speech of Sarah Palin and the ascendancy of Sarah Palin has been the, well, scripted, but certainly surprising and genuinely, enthusiastic filled moments of the political season so far. But is it a throwback to Reagan? Journalist Ann Taylor Fleming suggests that might be the case in a new article that she's published in the Washington Independent. She joins us now from Los Angeles, California. Ann Taylor Fleming, thanks for being with us.
Sure.
So what do you say the connection is between Sarah Palin, a mom from Alaska, and Ronald Reagan, an actor from Hollywood?
It does seem a little far-fetched when you put it that way. I think she's hitting the same notes, that note about nostalgia, which Reagan so well tapped into. Morning in America, we can start over. That longing to turn the clock back, you know, to be part of an earlier America when things seemed simpler. People lived in small towns, not only cooked their own food, but caught and skinned it. You know, she evoked an earlier time. And I think as Americans, we love that notion that we can go back to something that in our hearts and souls always makes us seem much more innocent and everything much more possible. And I think that's what she's going for.
Well, let's go back to the innocent time when she was speaking at the convention and talked about her sort of little girl roots. Here's Sarah Palin speaking in St. Paul.
My mom and dad both worked at the elementary school in our small town. And among the many things I owe them is a simple lesson that I've learned, that this is America, and every woman can walk through every door of opportunity. And my parents are here tonight.
Now, of course, Reagan had this movie star deep voice. Sarah Palin has this kind of Midwestern twang and just seems like not next door, but like in the seat next to you in terms of a sense of familiarity. How can she evoke the nostalgia of Reagan with these sorts of vocal qualities?
Well, in effect, John, I think it's sometimes more effective because it really speaks of somebody who is, in fact, from the heartland, whose voice isn't smoothed out, who isn't of the elite. And, you know, boy, they're certainly running hard against that, too. And that was part of Reagan's message. You know, I'm real folk. Now, Reagan had it, you know, obviously in a better baritone and with some Hollywood coding. Sarah Palin's speech was a little bit more elbowy and certainly, well, to use atonal, shall we say, not as buffed. But I think, in effect, for women across this country in particular, who she's playing hard to, that voice works. It says, I'm one of you. I'm a small-town gal. I'm not one of the elite. You know, the irony, she's both running as Hillary Clinton and as the anti-Hillary Clinton.
How can she manage that? How does that work?
Well, right now, it's working. We don't know how well it's going to work as time goes by, and she's really interrogated about things. But right now, she's picked up. There was a lot of female energy stirring around in this country, and a fair amount of it was deflated when Hillary Clinton wasn't at the top of the ticket or even second on the ticket. And clearly, Sarah Palin is playing into that energy. And what she's doing is she's talking about these big themes, no specifics, nothing of the, you know, subprime mess, nothing of, you know, Ahmadinejad. It's all that big theme, morning in America, nostalgia, I'm one of you. And she, if you notice, in every speech, though, she mentions Hillary Clinton and the cracks in the ceiling, and she's just going big theme over the top. I don't know how well it would play, and, you know, we have to wait and see if Hillary gets out, you know, and starts to say, hey, wait a second, she isn't me, her views are antithetical to mine. But right now, it seems to be working.
Well, it seems in the early going, Hillary Clinton has been loath and relatively hesitant to criticize Palin directly, even though she does have a line, no McCain, no Palin. But I guess, you know, what I'm wondering is the Republican Party betting that women universally may admire Palin, but not all of those women will vote for her, but maybe some will?
I think that's exactly right. And we don't yet know if she's going to play to the key independents. What we do know, obviously, is you see these adoring crowds out now, primarily for her, not McCain, is that she has roused, certainly, as they say, the base. And those women are very excited. There are a fair number of women, I think, in those independent ranks who are at least titillated by the idea of her. You know, she's a formidable package. When she stood up there, one of the things that was very provocative, that bone-deep self-confidence. We're always talking about the self-esteem crisis of women. Well, this is not a woman who has any self-esteem crises.
It sounds like it made an impact on you personally.
It made an impact on me in the sense that I had to take my hat off to her. That was a heck of a speech. That was a woman who's not conflicted about who she is and who she is in public. One of the things that always has been noticeable about women of my generation, and I'm of Hillary Clinton's generation, it's been very tough often to find the grace note to use in public. You know, this is a conservative country in a lot of ways, and even though feminism has been around and women are in all sorts of, you know, high positions, I think we've always watched Hillary gyrate between soft and hard, and she's been picked apart a lot because of that. You saw Sarah Palin get up. There was no conflict.
Wow.
I'm a mom, and I can shoot, and I can run your country, and it was all there.
And what an irony, Ann Taylor Fleming, that an evangelist from Alaska finds that perfect right note. We got to go, but thanks for such a provocative discussion and a great piece in the Washington Independent.
Thanks, John.
Ann Taylor Fleming wrote a piece for the Washington Independent comparing Sarah Palin to Ronald Reagan. She joined us from Los Angeles, California. And Femi Okeh has the headlines.
Thanks very much, John. 29 minutes past the hour.